This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and it's a double D Mad Wednesday to round out the end of this decade with Dean.
Hey.
And Dean. Two D's are better than one. That's what I say. Now, D2, there's been some breaking news. You can say goodbye to comfortable toilet breaks at work because now downward tilting toilets have been designed. And the theory is while you go to the toilet and you're sitting on the toilet, they will make it unbearable for you to be able to hold and sit at the toilet for more than 5 minutes.
What?
Mm-hmm. Apparently people are spending too much time not being productive in the workplace. So workplaces now can have the option of having tilted toilets so that you can't just sit there and relax. And you know what I say?
The mess.
Challenge accepted is what I have to say to that one. You're saying the mess. It's not tilted. It's just on a tilt, but it just means you can't just sit comfortably. You know, I mean, look, there's two levels to this. And look at us diving straight into the feces communication nice and early. One, there's the comfort of it all because I think it'll make it more helpful to go. And two, there's the very simple fact that if anything, this is going to be great for your core. So anyone that's doing Pilates or yoga, this is the kind of stuff that you're going to want to do.
I could get this a pack.
Well, exactly. Like, if anything, it's going to be a better workout. You won't have to go to the gym, cancel the gym membership. We've got a tilted toilet at work.
I'm excited for this now.
I just love the kind of training, the kind of training that they've had to do because they're like, wow, what's going on with my fever. Hello, everyone. Because the kind of training they've got to do is the fact that no more than 5 minutes, no one can stay on. I wonder if it's because it's of calf control. But also, I think there's going to be a bit of problems when you need to do number ones.
Yeah.
Not just from a standing position, because, you know, sometimes you just want to sit down. And if the toilet's on a tilt, it's highly possible that I might piss all over the floor.
And that was the mess I was thinking of.
Oh, that was the mess you were thinking of. Okay. I was very confused. So, tilting toilets are there to stop people from spending too much time at work. When you're at work, do you spend a lot of time on the toilet?
I don't even get a chance to go to the toilet.
What do you do for work?
I work in a bakery for Woolies.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, we'd want to make sure you're cleaning your hands as well.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other high thing that's been going on. A big alert has gone out going asking everyone to please make sure you wash your hands. I'm diving straight into toilet humour today, aren't I?
Why is that a thing that we even need to talk about? Shouldn't it just be a given?
It is a given, but there's an interesting type of gastro that's going around Melbourne at the moment.
Oh, yeah. And it's a pretty bad one, I've heard.
Thank you for filling while I had that coughing fit on air.
Not long enough, though.
No, we didn't quite get, you know, let's just do it. No, it went very well. So apparently there's a type of gastro going around and it's just encouraging everyone to make sure you wash your hands, which you should be doing anyway after you go to the loo, because that's an easy way that gastro can be spread.
Yeah.
And I personally am like, what a great opportunity for weight loss before Christmas is the first thing that I'm thinking of. But apparently that's not high on everyone else's list of priorities. So tilting toilets for your core and gastro to look thin before Christmas Day is my tips for handling the festive season.
Oh, they're the best tips I've heard all day.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with D&D. And coming up, we're going to be having an interview with Mitch James about his new song, Sunday Morning.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.